So in that spirit, let's pray for our nation, folks. I wish I had this more organized, but I'll start, and I'll just pray for the economy. And then you guys can pray for leaders, again, police, sheriff, racism, churches, however God has put in your hearts. I'm looking for participation here. This is where we gather in prayer. Pretend that we're huddled in the middle of a small room, and we can I'm rubbing shoulders with John Eilers on my right shoulder, and my left shoulder is rubbing against Pastor John, and Pastor Sylvester is right across from me, and we're all bowed in prayer together with our arms locked in prayer. Lord Jesus, I lift this nation up to you. For many out here, nothing's going on. It's business as usual. It can't wait for football to start. And you know, I was one of those guys. So entrenched in my love for baseball, Lord, I wanted nothing to do with you. I spoke about you in your name only, but it wasn't in my heart. I pray for those living in indifference that really don't know what's going on. And I fear for our future. You know where our economy is at. You know how much debt we have. You know that paper fiat money can only go so far. You see what's going on with Greece. You see what's going on with China and their market, with Japan and their market, Portugal, Spain. The list goes on and on. These countries are in trouble, and we are right behind them, Lord. We've borrowed for so many years, relying on the Fed, another evil part of a governing institution. They're not even part of our government, Lord. You know that. You know that how our people have been hoodwinked to think that the Fed was normal and that we should be dealing out our money. You know how our founding fathers hated banks and how they just ride on the backs of the people. And we are so driven by debt in this nation, Lord, and nothing good can come of it. And, Lord, I fear for what's going to happen, Lord. I really am scared for our economy. And, Lord, you tell me not to worry, but that is difficult. Because when that hits the fan, it's going to be ugly. And that's just one of our threats, Lord. So I lift that up to you, Lord. Help us to have the peace. Lord, help us to rely and trust only on you and not our ATM, not our credit score, not what credit we can draw from. Lord, our hope should be on you, and we should be responsible with our money. As David Geffney would say, we need to be generous and giving to those that have less than us. And, Lord, I just pray for this nation. Please have mercy on us, Lord, and help us to turn and seek your faith. In Christ's name.
And, Lord, we ask you to forgive us as your people who have turned away from you and turned to other ways in which to medicate ourselves in distraction. Lord, we have committed the sin of gluttony. We've committed the sin of overeating and laziness, Lord, and pride and haughtiness and not having a bowed heart before you and not being broken for what breaks your heart, Lord, and not really caring because those people that are in need will get help from the government, and that's the government's problem. And we have sinned against you, Lord. We just ask, Lord, for your mercy because we're in big trouble. Lord, turn our hearts back to you. Get our idols off of the throne of our hearts, Lord. We put you back on the throne of our hearts, Lord. We ask you to forgive us for taking your grace lightly, Lord, and not walking in what we need to walk in with your truth, Lord, being afraid of people. Lord, we've been afraid to share the gospel because it offends people. and we want to be liked. Everyone wants to be liked, just like we get likes on Facebook. We're so addicted to being liked. Lord, we're addicted to being popular. We're addicted to being relevant, Lord, not offending our culture and saying, you must repent, you must turn from your sins. Judgment is coming. We've sinned against you in this way, Lord. And the only way we can do anything is to turn back to you. So we're turning in prayer, Lord. We're turning our hearts in fasting and in prayer and in weeping. We've heard your message, Lord, that we are not a special people that's not going to get judged. We are going to get judged. We don't know what that's going to look like, Lord. But we ask for your power, Lord. We ask for your strength. We ask for your courage to be able to speak words that only the Spirit can speak through us in the times that they need to be spoken, that we would not be afraid of man, but we would have an awe and a fear of you, Lord. We're asking that you would do a work within us, your people, Lord, who are called by your name, Lord. Do a work within us so that we can stand as lights in our generation, that we would not cower and bow down to the God of this age, Lord God. That we would endure persecution, Lord. That we would grow closer to you through persecution, that we would expect and know that persecution is coming for us. It's coming for us. We're going to experience more of it. And we're not going to be loved. You said, if they hated me, they will hate you. And we are those who love you, Lord, and we're going to be hated. And we're going to be ostracized from our families. And we're going to have people in our own families betray us. Lord, these are things you told us that would happen. But we thank you and we praise you that you're the God who's alive. That you're the God who's gone before us, who's walked this journey in carrying this flesh around, Lord, and saying no to it. And causing the flesh to bow down to the Spirit, Lord. We just thank you and we praise you, Lord, that you showed us how to walk one step at a time, one day at a time, entrusting yourself to the Father. And we just entrust our hearts to you, Lord.
Yes, yes.
We just give you our hearts, Jesus. We're sorry. We ask you to forgive us and help us because we don't know what to do, Lord. But our eyes are on you.
Lord, someone along those lines, and it's not as important an area as what Brooke just prayed about, but I think reconciliation can occur by looking to the needs of others as opposed to looking at how we've been violated. And this is what Daniel did, as was talked about in the prayer, that he made himself part of it, even though he probably... even though he still needed Jesus to die for him, probably had little, if anything, to do with the general problems of the nation at the time. And I pray regarding the police and the firefighters. I know that there has been some bad situations lately where from police at times not always acting gently has caused a strong backlash, and now there are all kinds of investigations, seemingly guilty until proven innocent investigations. And Lord, I pray that there could be, and that you could be brought into it somehow so that you would get the glory, opportunities for various, the police and the communities they serve to get together and talk, and I hope pray too, to talk about how one group can make it easier on the other. The police, I know, and particularly in those communities where their work has been rejected the most, and they have had some missteps which have made it hard for their work not to be rejected. There's just great tension, and they don't even want to go out there and do it. And I know in Baltimore, there's been a 50% increase in murders this year. And so I pray that in not a political turf kind of way, there can be just real conversation between the various parties, that police can be supported properly, but police would also know that they bear a gun, and that they are symbols of authority, and they should carry the authority humbling as opposed to a saber rattling kind of way. And we've seen the reconciliation in South Carolina that happened with the recent thing with the horrible murders, and yet forgiveness was quickly offered. It was God-honoring, and it's like the one situation in the last 20 or 30 in this country where there hasn't been nearly the finger-pointing, but there has been, you know, coming together, and I just pray that things like that could be much more typical. So particularly in the case of police, and I don't think it's applicable to fire men and women, but Lord, I pray that you would help them as well, and I pray there could be a Christian witness among firefighters and among police departments so that they'd be able to get together and talk about you from time to time and encourage each other and invite you to go along with them every time they go out in potentially a dangerous situation, and therefore getting great peace and helping them to be more effective too.
Jesus' name.
Father God, I'm very blessed today to have been on a meeting with such great people, wonderful people with heart, emotional prayer, and wise prayer, gifted in knowledge and wisdom on the phone. And I just want to say thank you first for that, and I thank you for the years we've had as a strong nation. And we do see the writing on the wall, Father, and we are ripe for judgment, very much deserving. And as Daniel said, that we turned our backs to you and we're not obedient, Father, I come to you with confession. I have not been obedient. I know that you tell us to dine with people who are low and cannot repay us. Father, I don't do that. I'm too distracted with things that are worldly. Father, I have, in the baptism of repentance, a man is to give a second cloak. Father, I have a closet full of clothes. I have far too much possession, and therefore distracted, Father, and I pray that you help release me from that idol of materialism that I think everyone on the phone suffers from. I think the church suffers greatly from as well, Father, as the government now courts the poor with a program to help them in their time of need because we have failed as a church, because our role as a church was to help them. And Father, I'm just as guilty as the church, but it's ill-equipped now to handle the poor. And now the government courts them way more than we do. Father, I confess that the church has failed people in the gay and lesbian community and the transgender, as we seem to turn a blind eye to those in our churches that are divorced for no particular reason. We court them. We extol people like myself, Father, who are anger-aholics and alcoholics. But yet somehow we have destroyed any possible relationship with that community of the gay and lesbian that they have to abandon their religious beliefs in you, Jesus, in order to live a life of acceptance. And Father, I confess I have not been a part of the solution, so I pray that we can re-court the poor, we can re-court the people that are disenfranchised, we can re-court the homeless, and we can reach out to even people on the other end of the spectrum, that we can reach to the pastors and elders of our churches that are indeed just as materialistic as the people we're trying to save from the world, and that we can court them. And our politicians, that we can remove this curse of silly thinking that is clearly upon them right now, as Larry spoke of. Father, I'm saddened and grieved by my participation in the problem, and I pray that we are now involved in the solution, whatever that may be, as we are guiding light, cities on a hill for you, Jesus, in this coming time that will be clearly difficult and will clearly test us in ways we have yet to be tested. And may we all stay strong in that time. May we stay focused and fearless as we walk with you, Jesus, in a supernatural love. And may we be strong enough to use tools that you give us. And I appreciate Larry speaking of sermons of love and non-condemnation. Yet, God, you've also given us tools of excommunication so that we can root out counterfeit Christians from our church. Father, I confess, yes. I have not done that. I have not been strong enough to say, to cast people out in a loving manner in which they may return whole by you, God. So may we use those tools that you give us. May we use the scripture daily. May we be on our knees. May we be in the pews. May we be out on the street speaking your name. May we speak your name and gospel through our use of our possession and our finances. May we remove the distractions of our life like athletics and sports that I confess consume my time, or watching TV shows that you would not approve of like Game of Thrones or things like that, God. So please guide us, teach us that you are enough and that our longings and desires are unnecessary as we walk with you. And it's by your name, Jesus, that I pray.
Lord, I thank you for my brother's humility and humbleness before your throne, Lord. And I touch and agree with all of the previous prayers, Lord, that this is a cry of repentance, Lord God, from my heart as well. And Lord, as you open doors for us, Lord, you never have us to repent and to talk about your word or to come together, Lord, without an action plan. You just don't leave your children wanting in the balance, Lord. You give us exact callings and purposes, Lord God, for us to do. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for putting a fire in my belly, Lord, and I'm nobody. I'm just a little man, Lord God, trying to be saved on a daily basis like everybody else. But Lord, you have opened a door for me to travel in the north to the northeast here in the next few weeks, Lord, to visit as many states as possible, Lord, in Massachusetts and Rhode Island and Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Wisconsin, Iowa, Minnesota, Lord, and you have told me to go, Lord, and to sleep on couches and floors and wherever else, Lord, to go and say exactly what my brother Larry have so eloquently taught us today, Lord God, that it's about discipling the remnant. For there are many of your children who are just comfortable in their pews, putting in their so-called religious time, not spiritual, but their religious time before you, Lord, in these buildings, never to be accountable to anybody there, not even the pastor, and the pastor's not even accountable to nobody but the board or the home office, Lord, the home denominational office. I pray, Lord God, that we get back to where we love each other again, where we get to know each other's wives and children and children's children. Help us, Lord, to take our baptisms, Lord, out of the buildings, Lord, and into the lakes and the streams and the oceans, Lord God, where people can see our good works and glorify you. Lord, this is real time. This is go time. We got to stop playing church and be church. And so, Lord, I pray, Father, that I do pray this prayer selfishly because I know no man is an island, Lord, but I pray, Lord, that we are supposed to be the united saints, but we are more divided than ever. But that's why you had me and Larry, Lord, 8 years ago to start the United Saints, knowing that there was only going to be a few, but you only needed 12 to turn the world upside down. And so I pray, Lord God, that you would call us out from among and be separate and do what we're supposed to do. We don't need an anointing from any human being to do what you have called us to do.
Yes.
I pray, Lord God, that you would help us to pull ourselves up by the bootstraps and understand and know, as you had me say earlier, what it means to put on the full armor of God and to be ready in season and out of season. We don't put on the full armor of God to go to church. We don't put on the full armor of God to sit in front of our TVs, like my brother said, and eat popcorn and drink soda. We put on the full armor of God to go ye therefore, preach and teach and make disciples, so the gates of hell will not prevail. And so, Father, I thank you for this day, in Jesus' name.
Lord, I lift up our military. As most know, I was in the Marines, and I've been in foreign lands for what I thought was, you know, just activity. And, Lord, I don't know. I can't judge that. But the bottom line is, Lord, I know there are many lost in the military, and it's not always a popular thing to do. Although there are a lot that support troops, there are many that don't. And, Lord, I know there's got to be some confusion over our mission, overall what we do, Lord. And I just pray for the men and women in our armed forces that, you know, they need God just as anyone else does. And I just pray that they seek you as their troops, because without the hope of Jesus, things can get really confusing. Things can get really depressing because of, you know, everything going on, the helpless feeling that there's nothing we can do. And Lord, I just pray for the men and women that that are in uniform. They're doing a special job. I'm not saying they're extra special. They volunteered. That's how I felt about me. I'm not special. I just happen to volunteer. But Lord, they are special people that are putting their lives on the line. Just the same as police and people of authority here, Lord. But I just pray for our service people, Lord, in their service, Lord. I just pray that through their lives they might know your hope. And I pray for those. We know there are military people that are suffering because they proclaim the name of Jesus. They do not have the freedom that we had in our day, where chaplains could speak the name of Jesus freely without any retribution. We see certain cases where they're not allowed to share Jesus. And Lord, I just say it's just an awful thing. So I pray for boldness. Those men and women that do bear your name, that are sealed, that are called to do what you've put them for, you know, you have them in this fire team, that squad, that battalion, that company. Lord, you know your people. You know the ambassadors that you've assigned in the armed forces today. I pray that you give them boldness, that they stand. And, you know, we know that, you know, Stephen didn't do so well physically when he stood bold before the Sanhedrin. But, you know, we know that was for your purpose. And we know that he had hope. We know that he had an angelic-like face, bright, Lord. And that's what we ask, that you give us the boldness for when we need it. So when we call off. So it's not just about service people, Lord, but give us the boldness we need to speak. I join Brooke in her prayer and Sylvester and my brother David in their prayer and Andy, and I just thank you, Lord, for this awesome responsibility. And it's one that if you had told me, 8 years ago, this is what I'd be involved with, I don't know if I'd sign up. I don't know. I'd be like, Lord, that's just not me. I would say that, Lord. But, Lord, you've given me this knowledge, and I know that much is required of me because you have given me knowledge. And I feel compelled to share it, Lord. I need your boldness just like anyone. Along with David, I confess to my life at ease. I love being able to eat fudge and popcorn and watch movies. And it's awful because that's what I gravitate to. That's what I know. I need a change of heart. Our marriage needs you. And I need you to wake us up. I need you to wake us up. I still desire pornography. I still struggle with indifference. I still struggle with wanting to go my own way in different ways, Lord. I need your love for my family. I need to be a light to Brian and Grace. Brian, he doesn't know you at all. And a light to my grandkids. And I need to be a light for those that I meet throughout the week. A light for John in Atlanta that we talk weekly. A light for those on Facebook that I interact with. I need to be a light for those in our community that I meet from time to time. Help me to get rid of my distractions, Lord. I stand with David, and I confess that here's all of my crap, Lord, and I just want to put them at your feet right now. Help me to do the work, as Paul charges to do, get rid of all distractions. And that's what I need, Lord. I need that. As I have that prayer to heed Paul's advice, his warning, so that I might not let anything encumber me in my work for you, my service to you, Lord. You've bought me with a price. You've paid for our lives, our souls with a price, Lord. And it was a precious, precious life on the cross. And, Lord, I just pray for each of us today as we close here. Does anyone else have anything to pray about before I close? Anything? I pray for our leaders at all levels. I pray that I know that you have agents talking to our leaders about Jesus in some way or another. They are not ignorant, and I pray that they repent. I pray that they turn to you, and I pray that, they proclaim your good news and that they turn to you. The men and women that are in all levels of government. Lord, our nation is desperate for you. I pray for our church leaders who are going through the motions, that are just preaching just to preach, that are working just to pay their bills. They're working as a man or woman of God just to pay their bills. Lord, I know that's going on in many ways, and the church has enabled that. And it's not necessarily about doing your work. It's not necessarily about reaching the lost. And I want to change that, Lord. I want to light a fire under these people of position so that they might open their eyes and realize just what a mess we're in, call people to pray and repent. And, Lord, I just thank you so much for this opportunity to bring us together this morning. Lead us from here now that we might be a difference. That our hearts are changed, and that we continue growing in you, and that we might be your ambassadors in our neighborhoods and wherever we meet people. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen.